Blog Talk Radio.
Design show with you for the next 30 minutes, and we are going to bring you a power-packed 30 minutes because we have a fantastic guest who's going to be talking to us about how to create your perfect life, and I know that's exactly what you want. We all want the perfect life. Too many of us are in jobs we hate, in relationships that we hate, and it's not working out, and we're not happy, so your happiness is your responsibility, and my responsibility is to make sure that I bring you the right guests, the right tools, and the right methods to get that accomplished. So that's why we're here, and we're going to have another great show. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows we are in a life transitioning theme for the next several weeks, for the month of May. So if you are ready to transform your life and get your goals accomplished and get those obstacles out of the way and not allow them to stop you and hold you back, then you are in the right place. And I also encourage you to go back and listen to the 9 principles that I discussed in earlier shows, because that is what's setting us up to now move into the life transitioning episodes, because the 9 principles in the Emotional Bailout Program will give you all the different pieces of what it is to help get you started. And now we're going to bring in the experts to talk with me to help you slowly bring those puzzle pieces together to create your clear vision. Because just like when you put a puzzle together, if a piece is missing, you can't see what the clear picture is. And you need to have a clear vision, clear image for whatever it is you want in life. So with that, I am going to bring my guest on, Ms. Kathy McCann, and she is absolutely an expert. She's a life coach and an expert in the area of creating that perfect life that you would like to have. So we welcome Ms. Kathy McCann. Kathy, how are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am fantastic as well, and thank you so much for joining us. We're so happy to have you.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I know you're a life coach, and you do these types of shows, and you do life coaching, and you have clients, I'm sure, who want to create their perfect life. And why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, some of the things you're working on. If you have a new book or anything, let us know about that and give us your website.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I am a certified life coach, and my specialization is helping people through transitions in life changes, whether they're voluntary or involuntary, and helping to find them ways to reinvent themselves and to accomplish their goals and life dreams.
My website is
creatingyourperfectlife.com. And one of my more recent projects was participating as a co-author in a book that's titled 101 Great Ways to Enhance Your Career.
Oh.
And there's actually 101 co-authors. Everyone has a chapter in this book. It's really a great resource for people who especially are either re-entering the job market or maybe new graduates, you know, looking for their first job. This book has a lot of great tips. And so
awesome.
What I'd like to offer for your listeners is a free copy of the book to the first 20 listeners who respond on my website through the Contact Me form.
Awesome.
If they'd like to do that, just mention it in the form, and the first 20 people who respond, I'll send a free copy of the book.
That's amazing. Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you. That is such a great offer. Okay, listeners, you better get to work. creating or createyourperfectlife.com?
Creatingyourperfectlife.com.
Okay, so that's creating with the ING, yourperfectlife.com. That's a very easy name to remember. So you better get cracking, get out there, fill out the contact form, put it in the contact form that you heard it on the Living by Design show, and you will get a copy of that book. That sounds like a fantastic resource. You're absolutely correct. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Now, let's talk about life transitioning and transformation. We know that's not an easy process, whether it's by chance or choice or, you know, if something just happens to you, a crisis or whatever. It's difficult, and it is something that people need help with, you know, as far as coaching or mentoring, support, whatever the help is, people need help. What is one of the biggest obstacles? I mean, I'm sure there are tons of obstacles, but what is one of the biggest obstacles that you see when your clients are coming to you for the first time asking you to help them?
You know, by far the biggest obstacle is fear.
Mm.
Fear is at the heart of all self-defeating behavior and self-doubt. And
Wow. It
can also, one of the reasons it's such a big obstacle is a lot of times people don't recognize their fear. They know that they don't like their behavior or the way that they react to situations, but they don't really understand why. They need help connecting the dots between their fears and the behavior that's limiting their potential.
That is so true. Yeah. And fear of change. I mean, I know there's a ton of acronyms for fear out there, but my acronym for fear is failure expected and received.
Oh, that's a good one. You know, I don't think I've heard that one before. The one that I used is fantasized experiences appearing real.
Oh, like that? I like it. Absolutely. And fear is something that we all experience in our lives at one time or another. It's normal.
Every one of us is afraid of something. The key is in recognizing what it is that you're really afraid of. You know,
right.
For instance, some people might be afraid of public speaking,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they don't realize that that is a fear of rejection.
Mm.
A fear of rejection can also manifest itself as being afraid to ask for help or asking for something that you want, like a raise or a promotion.
Wow, interesting. Or trying to start your own business.
Right, exactly. You've got fear of change. You know, fear of the unknown, fear of failure, that can stop you before you even get started.
Well, you know, Kathy, let's just kind of rewind back for a minute and talk about fear and where it comes from. Now, when we're babies, when we're children, toddlers, just think about a toddler for a minute. And I want all the listeners that are listening to this show to think about a toddler. When they're learning how to walk, they get up. They try to walk, they fall down, they get back up, they try to walk, and the cycle just keeps going, and they have no idea that they're failing. They have no idea that they're falling down and that's not the way it's supposed to be. They just keep getting right back up, trying again.
Exactly.
So we know that fear is, you weren't born with it. We know that. So where does it come from?
It's conditioned. It's experiences that we've had in our life. It's things that people have told us that we have come to believe. And a lot of times, you know, it's just our imagination.
Yeah.
When you think of the outcome of a particular situation and you're thinking about doing something and you start thinking through your mind what could happen. And I know you've done this. We've all done this. You start thinking, wow, if I do this and this could happen and that would be bad. And then after that, this could happen, and that would be worse. And it snowballs in your mind, and you can scare yourself out of taking any action because you've imagined this horrible outcome, and you've created this fear in yourself out of nothing at all.
And now that brings up another very good piece, and that's your thoughts.
Yes.
So if the fear lives inside your head, if you can get your thoughts under control, you can get the fear under control.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And let me just tell a story that absolutely demonstrates that, since you mentioned public speaking, because I spent 28 years in a corporate career that I absolutely despised. And the only reason I stayed there is because it was was, you know, very lucrative, and I was very comfortable financial-wise, and I didn't like the work, but I liked the money. I'm just going to be honest about that, because I know that's the reason a lot of people are in jobs that they don't like. But one of the things that I had a horrible fear of was doing presentations, speaking in public, speaking in front of a group. It was a horrible fear. Now, Kathy, when I finally decided to step out of corporate America, I voluntarily left that job because I was just so miserable. It took its toll on my health.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out of corporate America with the fear of presenting to a group. I still was afraid of that. However, once I wrote my first book, then everybody started requesting that I come and do keynote presentations and presentations and seminars. And I knew I had to send the first time that I did my first seminar. I will never forget that. I remember saying to myself, even though I was terrified, Kathy, I was terrified. But I pretended that I wasn't. And it started in my head. And I kept envisioning myself doing a great job. I kept envisioning myself getting a standing ovation, and I pretended like it had already happened. I had already finished, and I was getting a standing ovation, and people were coming up to me saying, oh, you did a fabulous job. And every time the fear would creep into my head, I would go right back to that vision. I would go right back to it.
Very, very powerful.
And let me tell you, you know how that first seminar turned out?
I bet it was a wonderful success.
Exactly like my vision. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I even envisioned my significant other coming up to me saying, wow, you did a fabulous job. And that happened too.
Wow,
everything I envisioned, it absolutely happened. So the fear actually begins in your mind to try to squelch it and get rid of it.
It doesn't. And, you know, the problem is that the opposite can happen too. So if you don't visualize a positive outcome like you've learned to do, and instead you dwell on the potential negative outcomes, you can actually make the bad things happen to you.
Exactly. Exactly. I say all the time that whatever you focus on grows.
Absolutely.
And whatever you think about, you bring about. And
absolutely.
It's just a fact. It is absolutely a fact, but there are some people who will just convince themselves, I just can't do it. It's just too hard. I just can't do it. But you can. You can do it. You've got to want to do it. You've got to have such a strong commitment, and you want to do it. You really have to have that fire inside of you. You really do.
You do, and you have to. You really have to. I mean, you've heard the saying, feel the fear and do it anyway. Well,
exactly.
That's absolutely true. You have to be willing to face it, just like you did in that example. You have to feel it, let yourself feel it, but then do it anyway.
And, Kathy, also, don't you think it has a lot to do with what you want and why you want it? I mean, you've got to want something bad enough where you would be willing to walk over. I always say that when you're interested in a goal, you do what's convenient. But when you're committed to a goal, you do whatever it takes. If you have to walk over hot coals.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you've got to want it bad enough and know what the why is, why you want it.
Yes. Like I tell my clients, when they're doing their visualization or they're doing affirmations or working on their goals, I tell them they need to try to generate an emotional connection to that goal. Because if you don't have that emotional connection, if you don't want it really bad deep inside your gut, then you're not going to do what it takes to get there.
Wow. That is absolutely true. 100% true. Now, I know that there is there's a lot that goes along with that. So what are some of the things that you tell them, like just some first steps that you tell them to help them overcome the fear?
Well, again, the first thing you have to do is identify it. Like I said, many people don't really know what's at the root of their limiting behavior. So we work on identifying what that is, and everybody gets to that in a little bit different process. Some people can do it through journaling. Some people just do it through, you know, discussions with their coach until they figure out exactly what it is at the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start working on retraining the thought processes. Like we've, you know, just been talking about, you have to start to think positively And you have to talk nicely to yourself. I mean, if you think about it, we usually speak more kindly to our friends, our neighbors, our family than we do to ourselves.
Right.
You know, you hear people say negative comments either out loud or you know they're in their mind, like, oh, I'm stupid, or gee, that was really dumb. If you said some of the things that you say to yourself, to your friends and family, nobody would talk to you anymore. So
exactly.
Why do we talk to ourselves like this? It's negative self-talk is really, really problematic, and it leads to stress and lower self-esteem. And so you have to retrain yourself to be kind and to speak positively to yourself and encouragingly.
That's true. And, you know, I'm just going to add a comment to that, the self-talk. One of the things that I truly believe adds to negative self-talk for just about everybody at one point or another, mostly women, is the media. And
yeah.
And I don't mean to pick on the media, but unfortunately the media is very interested in ratings, and they're very interested in the advertisers that are paying for advertising space. And the advertisers are trying to sell a product or service. That's what they're trying to do. So of course they're going to make you feel fat, old, and not good enough.
I completely agree.
And if we allow ourselves to sit in front of that TV set and let that penetrate our mind and penetrate our conscious and subconscious, of course, if we do it enough, it's going to just get ingrained and embedded in there, and we're going to get so bogged down in that negative self-talk, negative self-belief, self-defeating beliefs and habits and behaviors and, oh, I'll never lose weight, oh, I'll always be fat, oh, I'll never look like Halle Berry or whatever the case may be. And that really contributes to it. We've got to remove ourselves away from that TV sometime, and just media period, radio, TV, whatever the case may be.
Oh, everything, you know, even magazines and everything.
Oh yeah,
all of the advertisements.
Absolutely.
It's really important to, when you start having these negative thoughts like that, it's really important to try to stop and check yourself and think, where did this come from? Is this really a thought from myself, from who I really am deep in my soul, or is this something that I have heard and been programmed on me from an outside source?
Mm.
Is this what I really believe about myself?
That's very good. That's very, very good, because the media is just really one source. I mean, there are also toxic friends, dream snatchers. You know, if you're trying to accomplish a goal, dream snatchers who always have negative comments about, you can't do that, or, you know, most businesses fail, or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, it you're right. You have to identify the source.
All of these things have an impact on us, and they get stored in our subconscious. You know, from the time we're small children, the things that we hear get stored away. And we may not realize it, but everything that we think then gets filtered through this programming, and so it's difficult to overcome. It really is, but you have to make a conscious effort to recognize it and deal with it when it does pop up.
And realize that there will be obstacles and there will be setbacks and there will be times when you may take a step backwards, but that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Give yourself an opportunity. It's okay. I mean, you're not going to change it overnight. I mean, it didn't happen overnight, so you're not going to be able to reprogram your thinking and your thought process and your self-talk overnight. It takes a while.
Take baby steps.
That's
absolutely true. I still slip myself sometimes.
Absolutely. We're human.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, you have a lifetime of this way of thinking, and even when you become conscious of it, you still slip up sometimes. It's a process. It's an ongoing process.
It truly is. I mean, yes, we're life coaches and we're motivational speakers, but I think people think that clergymen and pastors of churches and spiritual leaders and life coaches, motivational speakers, that, you know, we're not human, and we are human. We have obstacles. We have challenges. We have those days when the negative self-talk tries to creep in, just like everyone else, but the difference is in how certain people process it and manage it and move it out. I always say it's okay to visit Pity City. You just can't live there.
Yeah, absolutely.
just can't live there. You can't take your bags and unpack them and just stay there forever.
That's right. If you're going to be, if you want to have that moment where you're feeling kind of sorry for yourself, then set a time limit.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna dwell here for about 10 minutes and then I'm moving on.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, Kathy, why don't you tell us? You mentioned the book that you were a contributing author, a compilation book. What is your chapter about?
My chapter is about how to know. The title of it is How to Know If the Opportunity is Right for Change.
Ooh.
So what I discuss in this chapter is when you're presented with a new opportunity, how to know whether it's something that's right for you. And it's sort of taking into account all aspects of your life. Because, you know, you have to get sort of a harmony and a synergy in different areas of your life. And whenever you're moving forward towards a new goal, you're always going to have to give a little bit of more attention to some area. So if you're working on a new career, you're going to have to focus on that. And there may be some areas of your life that are going to be put aside a little bit for a while. Maybe your family's going to have to sacrifice, or your social life is going to have to slow down a little bit. And so it's a matter of taking a look at everything that you have, how it will affect everything, because every change you make affects every area of your life, and deciding whether that's the right opportunity for you.
Wow. That's very good. That's very good. Now, and I know you said that the entire book is 101 career enhancements.
Great ways to enhance your career.
Great ways to enhance your career. Awesome, awesome. And for those of you who are just joining us, we have Kathy McCann, and she's a life coach and an author, and she is a contributing author to a fantastic book, 101 Ways to Enhance Your Career, and her contributing chapter is, tell us again, Kathy.
It is How to Know If the Opportunity is Right for Change.
Awesome. Awesome.
And the book has areas in job searching and resume writing, retirement, difficult work environments, communication. There's a chapter on just about everything you'd need to know for your job or your career.
Dealing with toxic coworkers?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I've read somewhere that statistics show that 80 to 85% of people are unhappy in their jobs.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is. It's staggering. It's staggering.
It's a shame.
And I was one of those people.
Oh, I was too.
Wow.
I was too. I was in the corporate world for a very long time.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, for those of you who are listening to this show, please know, I mean, Kathy was there, I was there, and there are 80% others who are there. And you can change it. I mean, you can change your situation, whether, you know, if you don't want to leave the company, then you can change jobs. I mean, there's lots of ways that you can get creative and at least be happy or content in what you're doing. Because the thing about it is when you're unhappy in a job, the stress is bound to come. And the more stress, because my stress started growing and growing and growing and growing and growing after I'd been there for so long, and it just got to the point where the money didn't matter. It just didn't matter. My health was my number one priority.
No, that's true, and it creates stress not only while you're at work, it pervades every area of your life. It affects your family and your friends and your relationships. It's not a good situation to be in an unhappy job situation.
It does. And I also read from the American Medical Association's website that 1 in 3 people will suffer from a stress-related illness in a month.
In a month.
A stress-related illness. Yeah, it is. I mean, and that's from the American Medical Association. So. And a stress-related illness can be anything as simple as a tension headache all the way up to a stroke. So, you know, you don't even want to take that chance.
You know, and it's another thing that I do try to get my clients to do, too. When they're in working on transition and they're dealing with being in an unhappy work environment until they're able to get into a new situation. I do work with them on things like meditation and affirmations and trying to relieve their stress by shifting their perspective and looking at their situation in a different way. Sometimes we also, when we are under stress, we tend to make it worse by complaining and dwelling on it and getting ourselves even more upset. And if we change our perspective a little bit and try to see the good things about our situation and you know, try to basically putting on a happy face, and it's not really being fake, because you can turn your mindset into being happier if you try it.
That's right. That's right. And I know one of the basic human needs for everyone is to be validated. And sometimes validation doesn't always come in the form of positivity. Sometimes there's negative validation. For instance, if you are a chronic complainer and you have other chronic complainers around you and they're complaining just like you are, well, you feel validated. Well, they're complaining, I'm complaining, so I'm okay.
Oh, absolutely, and it's contagious.
It definitely is contagious. Energy is contagious, and if you keep putting it out there, you're going to draw more people to you who are complainers, and then you'll never accomplish your goals.
Absolutely. When you're in a situation like that, the best thing you could do is try to distance yourself from those negative people.
That's right. How much do you think a support group does play a role, Kathy?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. Extremely important. I always tell my clients, you really need to find at least one person that you can confide your goals and your dreams in, to give you that emotional support that you need. And if you have people in your life who are not supportive, then don't discuss it with them.
Right. Absolutely. You don't want to come up upon a dream snatcher, because they're
That's
out
right.
there. And they
That's
come
right.
in different forms, too. There are dream snatchers who just totally stomp all over your goal. And then there are dream snatchers who, they don't necessarily stomp on your goal, but they say, well, if it was me, I'd do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're also dream snatchers, because they're not really supporting what you want to do. They're just wanting to tell you what they want to do.
Yes, and creating doubt in your mind.
Exactly. Exactly. That is a very good point. Kathy, you know, I knew this was going to go fast as 30 minutes. We're coming up on our last 2 minutes of the show, so I want you to take us out with a great, great word of encouragement, inspirational comment to our listeners. If you had to leave them with one really strong inspirational comment, what would that be?
Okay, well, I would say that making any significant change in your life requires that you shift your perspective and open your mind up to new possibilities. So practice that in your life. Practice shifting your perspective by breaking out of your regular routine. Drive a different way to work. Eat lunch somewhere new, watch a different news channel, or even sit in a different place at your own dining room table. If you just make little simple changes in your life, maybe just one a day, it helps you make you aware of how conditioned your perspectives are. So if you try seeing your world in a different way, you'll discover new things about yourself.
Absolutely love it. Wonderful, wonderful. And I love quotes, too. And I'm going to leave you with this quote by Henry Ford. He said it best when he said, whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right. So, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us this evening. You have been a wealth of knowledge. We appreciate you. And listeners, please go to Kathy's website, creatingyourperfectlife.com, and sign up, go to the contact page, sign up, tell Kathy you heard her on the Living by Design show, and the first 20 people will receive a free copy of the book that she wrote in and the book that she is a contributing author. So get out there and get that book, because it sounds like a fabulous book. Thank you again, Kathy. You have a wonderful week. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We will be back same time next week here on the Living by Design show with another episode about your life transition. Good night, everyone.